White, J.E. White, Emma. Campground, Ashfield, Australia. October 27, 1894. Dear children, I awoke about 3 o'clock this morning, and how my soul longed for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, that I might communicate the rich grace freely as I receive. In the early morning meeting, I met the young people, about 40, in the children's tent. I felt that God gave me words to speak to them. Many excellent testimonies were born. Then I went into the morning meeting in the large tent and spoke for a short time. Here also, many excellent testimonies were born. After a breakfast, the Sabbath school convened. There were 275 present, including the children. The intermediate division and the older children of the primary division were gathered in the children's tent, and the little ones in my large family tent for kindergarten. In the large tent, Brother Cole spent a few moments in giving an account of the work in Norfolk Island, and a collection amounting to over £4 was taken to aid in providing a house of worship for our people there. This donation was very gratefully received by Brother Cole. He will need tangible help in other lines. Brother Corliss spoke at 11 a.m., and a revival effort was made. About 75 responded. Then opportunity was given for testimonies, and the meeting continued until about 2 o'clock. This was a most blessed meeting. I spoke at 3 p.m. from John 15, the vine and the branches. The Lord gave me freedom. There was fully as large an attendance as we had last year on the Sabbath at Middle Brighton. There was a large number present who were not of our faith, and many of them seemed deeply interested. After a discourse, the meeting was divided. Those who desired special help and those who wished baptism were requested to go to my large tent for an inquiry meeting. The young people and children went to the children's tent, and the canvassers to the dining tent. The others remained in the large tent, and we had an excellent testimony meeting. Many outsiders remained until the very close of the meeting, which was a season of praise and thanksgiving to God. This was a very precious occasion, and we all, both ministers and people, needed this encouragement. Sunday morning. I have just lighted my lamp to write a few lines to you. On Monday, the steamer leaves for San Francisco, and I have written very little. There has been so much to do to prepare for camp meeting, and so much to do in the meetings, that it has taxed all my powers. Then there are many poor families that we have helped to this meeting, moving them and their goods down to the place, providing food for them while here, and working diligently to make everyone comfortable. This has been no small matter. Then I have been writing for the subject of education, and have been reading portions each day. This I hope to be able to send to you. We have decided to extend the meeting 1 week longer than was at first appointed. I am thankful that I am more free in spirit since hearing 2, yes 3, decided testimonies, one of a personal character, in the minister's meeting. I think that all were doers of the word of Christ. We see a better state of things. Jesus says, "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, not love those merely who love you and agree with you in all your ideas, but love your brethren, notwithstanding they do not extol you as perfect." How should we love one another? "As I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another." John 13, verse 34, 35. This then is the witness to the world, the testimony beyond any controversy, that those who profess to believe the truth have love one for another. Can you be surprised that Satan works with all subtlety that this union shall not exist, when it is to the honor and glory of God? Unity and love should be cherished and cultivated. When hearts are open to it, we shall see the deep movings of the Spirit of God in the midst of us. The power of truth will be manifest in its work upon human hearts. Characters will be refined and elevated, for this unselfish love is of God. Actions speak louder than words. There are many things that tell directly against Christ in the manifestation of unlovely actions. The great apostle Paul loved the truth. He was a successful winner of souls. He proved to the world, to angels, and to men that I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Galatians 2, verse 20. His life was hid with Christ in God. It was a living epistle, known and read of all men. He had educated his tongue to glorify God. The Lord would have every one of his followers reach a higher standard in words, in spirit, and in action. A noble life is the living preacher. Let your feet be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, that wherever they may take you, you may carry Christ. Represent the character of the meek and lowly Jesus. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. Ephesians 6, verse 16. My son and daughter, I hope that you will not place your dependence upon any human being, but ever be looking unto Jesus. He can help you, and you will increase in grace and usefulness while you look unto Him who is the author and finisher of your faith. Time is altogether too short for us to allow ourselves to be attracted and our experience to become fluctuating through the fitful movements of any living soul. If others hurt and wound and bruise our soul, Jesus can restore, He can heal. All men have not faith, all men have not grace, all men are not followers of Christ, but that does not by any means make it necessary for you or me to let go our hold of Jesus. Let your rest be in Christ. If you are rooted and built up on Him, the sudden blasts of temptation will not affect you. Colossians 2, verse 7. He says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. John 15, verse 5. Jesus communicates the current of spiritual strength to every believer, even as the vine stock sends its life, in the sap, to the outermost twig. As long as you and your associates in your mission reach down into Christ and draw your supplies from Him, there is no danger that you will wither or decay. Look unto Jesus, talk of His love, tell of His power. He hath done great things for you, dear children. I embrace you all as children in Christ Jesus. Be of good courage in the Lord. By beholding Jesus, you will become changed into His likeness. Your faith will be tested, but hold fast, never let go. The hewing, squaring, and chiseling, chipping off a sharp point on one side and then on another, the burnishing and polishing, is a trying process. It is hard to be pressed down to the grinding wheel. But the Lord brings forth the stone, and thus prepared, it finds its place in the building, to emit light as a living, polished stone. The trial, however sharp and disagreeable, will impart a bright luster. The Master does no such careful, thorough work upon useless material. Only His jewels are polished after the similitude of a palace,